Flow.
Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a Regions business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
The Scottish are coming. The 2015 Scottish Games are Friday and Saturday, September 25 and 26 in our new Chesterfield location. The Masters World Championship, including the iconic Cabre Toss, featuring 2 days of more than 150 athletes from around the world, 2 Friday evening concerts, more bagpipers than you can shake a claymore at, birds of prey, Scottish folk and rock music all day Saturday, sword fighting, and much more. Visit stlewis-scottishgames.com for more information.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun.
A high-powered unit packed into this small space.
No, it's not that small. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. We're supposed to have dinner with some people tonight. Good luck. I hope they enjoy being with me, listening to this. Well, good afternoon.
Wait, please bring me the check.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the laryngitis, or partial laryngitis edition, September 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where you can, this should sound great, buy the low overhead way. Holy cow. Welcome aboard, I'm almost through it. At the control board, see you on the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire in comfort, then you really should sit down with I know.
So embarrassing.
These new initials I got to throw in here. Yes, but if you would like to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason, you just go to their website, markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan, I know this is one of your favorite jokes. We hadn't told it fairly recently. This would be a great day for the looks bad, feels great joke.
Oh, it
I
would.
Feel fine. Just sound terrible. Of course, there it is no joke. Sounds terrible. Bad,
no,
feels good.
You don't look.
So maybe it's not the right ailment for that joke. But Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. With his trouser mouse.
Yes. Oh. Wow.
The voice is sleeping in a trance.
Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, this is just getting worse by the minute.
Oh, and I have the, by the way, I have the link on the Facebook page for AM and the PMers to go to donate to the USO of Missouri.
Yeah, we need to make up. We're only short $2,000. Yeah. We can do this.
Yes.
We can do this. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
The horse is hanging.
Hang on. No, I think that would burn.
What?
It would burn. Rat Boy tells me I need to gargle with melted what?
Cheese.
No. Melted hot cheese.
Melted no. Scalded. Oh, it would coat the throat.
Scald your vocal cords. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
I think you have an assignment tomorrow.
It sure is, Dan. Thank you. Thank you. And to Steve and Tori, if you're listening, and I know we're supposed to have dinner tonight, you and both of you and my wife, I apologize in advance. That's kind of a miserable night because you can't contribute
much. Having
dinner
with you?
No, you can't contribute. Well, it will be for them tonight having dinner with me. It'll be miserable.
I wouldn't think that would be
miserable. Because, you know, restaurants are kind of loud. So you try and talk over it. The more you push it, the worse it is. Brought to you by Johnny Londoff.
You should just bring a pad of paper and a pen.
Yeah, like
any conversation you want to have, you just write your answer down.
Translate. Maybe I could hire like a 28-year-old, 30-year-old.
Shorthand.
Beautiful translator. And I'll get real close and whisper to her what I want to say. He says he wants more fries. You know. Brought to you by Johnny Londoff. I wish I could give you a number of vehicles that I bought from Londoff. It's not way up there like 20 or something, but it's, hang on, I'll run through them. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'd say five vehicles from Johnny Londoff. And I don't plan to be finished anytime soon. Now, I think I'm caught up because we bought two about 2 months ago within 4 days of each other. A Tahoe and a Corvette. And you know that she's still never even been in the Corvette. This is what wives
That's not do. A good sign.
They send you That's a clear a... signal. They don't want to have anything to do with stuff you like. She's never been in it. She doesn't like Corvettes. She's been in the Tahoe. She loves the Tahoe. So if you're looking for a Chevy or you would consider, let's just say this, maybe you haven't even narrowed it down, but you would consider a Chevrolet. Do us a favor. Give Londoff a chance at your, you know that song, Give Peace a Chance. There's a song, Give Peace a Chance. Give Londoff a chance. And if you do, and even if you shop a couple of other dealerships, I think I know where you're going to end up making your purchase. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Unless, you know, you have a brother or your uncle or a nephew or something work somewhere, then you got an obligation. Or it'll be an awkward, tense, you know, holiday when you all get together. Yeah, way to go. My husband here works at a Chevy dealer, yet you bought yours from Londoff. Way to go. We're never speaking to you again. You can't do that. But everybody else, Londoff. Washington, Elizabeth exit off 270. 24/7 at Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet. Mr. Clubman, can he join us? Oh, great.
Yes.
Oh, great. I didn't know if he'd be able to do this or not. From down, where is he?
He's in Louisiana. New Orleans, I think.
From New Orleans, Louisiana. Is it New Orleans, New Orleans, or New Orleans?
I don't know.
It's New Orleans, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app that you need to download is STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. Laclede Cab. And now, from New Orleans, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon from Louisiana.
Good afternoon, Bill. Sorry, I just all out of nowhere got a little case of partial laryngitis. What's going on?
Well, I was listening a little bit on hold and thinking a lesser man would have called in sick today.
Well, John Brown,
for you, right?
John Brown worked here, he called in sick every time he got an eyelash in his eye or something. And we got a couple people here who do that, but not me, buddy. Not
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I'm
good,
here.
Well, good for you. So this was my first time to New Orleans, and that's how people, by the way, have been saying it. I've been listening. New Orleans, that's how they say it down here, or and many of them that I've been running into. But
they don't break the New Orleans into like four syllables. It's just New Orleans.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard that. But so here's sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly about New Orleans. And this is don't email me and tell me I don't get it or whatever. But the first thing that I did when I got here was go to the French Quarter, right? Everybody's got to go to the French Quarter. So that's where I went. I took the little trolley car or cable car, whatever you call it, and went down there. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you've been to New Orleans before, but I did not get it. I didn't get it at all.
Well, what time of day did you go?
Say it again?
What time of day did you go?
Middle of the day, 4 o'clock.
I think that's more of a...
It's a night spot.
Late night kind of spot, I think.
Well, I don't know. Walking down the street there, people were yelling at you to come in and check this out and come in and do that and what it smelled like, urine. I don't need any of that. So I wasn't that. I didn't think. But the architecture, of course, is beautiful, and it did meet some nice people.
If you go at night, it smells even more like urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Well, have you been peeing?
Never been.
I didn't get the whole Bourbon Street thing. I did not get it. Look, I like a beignet. That was good. Okay. But this crap about how great the food is, we got just as many great restaurants with great food here.
I don't have to
walk through urine puddles to go to them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you agree with me on that. I did not get that at all. But what I will tell you, worth the trip to New Orleans is this World War II museum. Have you been to this thing?
No.
Okay, I'm not joking. I bet I've been to 100 museums in the last few years with all this traveling. This goes in the top three of all the museums I have ever seen. Not even making it up. This place is just so cool, and this is no joke. Every American should be forced to come down here and experience the World War II museum to continue to be an American citizen, because everybody should know all this.
Give us one thing you saw there that was so spectacular.
Well, I'll tell you the best part of the whole museum. They have a film. Tom Hanks narrates it. It took them about 5 years to put together. It's a 4D experience, they call it. And I really can't even describe it. It was just off the charts awesome. And it's things are, you know, your seat shake and you're watching for, you know, one of the things is that you're it's kind of like going to an IMAX deal. So there's a fighter plane, you know, going, and they bring like a giant, the front of a fighter plane out like from the ceiling. And I can't put it into words for you, but I will tell you, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And the story, you walk out of there thinking, wow, that was a great movie, and then, oh, wait a minute, that all actually really happened, and it makes you cry a little bit, but at the end you walk out and you want to just sort of pump your fist in the air and go, yes, you know, those guys just really got it done. It was really amazing.
So is it called the World War II Museum?
And it's called the National World War II Museum, and the film that I just mentioned there, the 4D thing, it's called Beyond All Boundaries, and Tom Hanks narrates it. I'm telling you, it is just unbelievable. It was really very cool. So I would check that out if you're coming down here for sure.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for chatting with me. Hope your laryngitis goes away.
I did
and
too.
From downtown New Orleans, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
My pleasure. See ya.
Bill Cleveland. He really liked that museum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That must be... Well, it sounded more like a movie. I guess the movie is part of the museum.
Right.
No, I went once, and everybody had always made such a big deal of how great it was. Oh, French Quarter, Bourbon Street. I didn't like it at all.
I've never been, and my daughter was through there on a choir trip one time, and they stopped, and they went in and ate, and none of the kids were really all that impressed
with
everything.
If you go at night, and that's really when you're supposed to go, if you like watching somebody vomit on the street, then you'll love it. If you like, you know, oh, my goodness.
Oh.
What happened?
I know I got that. If you like looking over in an alley and seeing a guy urinating, you'll love it. If you like a sign on a bar, that says, come in, live sex on stage upstairs, which I think is weird. Then you'll like it. It's just everything about it to me. It's just weird. I don't know. I didn't get it. That was Bill Cleveland. As I mentioned earlier, Colin Jeffrey told us that last night's debate on CNN, biggest audience CNN has ever had, that's history, 23 million people. And again, they can thank Donald Trump for that because it is the Donald Trump show. I have an article about a woman who has, I don't even know if it's not a disease, it's a condition, an affliction. She is a mother of five. She craves and eats clean toilet paper.
Oh.
Especially during pregnancy. That's when she developed the craving, was when she was pregnant.
At least it's clean.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
She says, I like the feeling and the texture of toilet paper in my mouth more than the taste. I like the dryness of it. Well, there's not much drier than toilet paper.
No.
Does she go with the one-ply or the two-ply?
She doesn't get into that, but she does say that different brands have different tastes. She says she has a roll in the bathroom that she eats and chews on while she's doing her business in the bathroom. Oh. And then she has one, you know, or two other places in the house just for snacks.
Oh.
Just toilet paper snack. Weird.
It's a pica, I think, is the name.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's what
I've seen. There was a series a few years
that's
ago
what the
on
conditions.
TLC, Strange Addictions, and they had one person would eat the stuffing out of the couch cushions.
Yes.
And, yeah. A compulsive. A woman drank bleach.
Oh, I've heard of that,
very
too.
Strange.
And eating starch.
I would think bleach, yes. Drinking bleach, that would burn your insides out.
I mean, yeah, it was doing a lot of damage to her.
Yeah.
Peon gave me this story. We've actually talked about this several times on the air, and I maintain that one day, I've said this before, one day we'll be able to transplant a person's head onto another person. Well, guess what? It's going to happen. It's scheduled for December of 2017, so that's just a little over 2 years. An Italian neuroscientist named Sergio Canavero has announced he will perform the first head transplant. Now, the recipient, obviously you have to have a dead person to get the head from. And that would be very generous if you offered your head while you're alive.
Yes.
Mm. He's 30 years old. Valerie Spiridonov has volunteered for the procedure. He has a rare motor neuron disease known as Wernicke-Hoffmann disease. And it causes nerve cells in the nervous system to send screwed up signals to your muscles. They can atrophy. You can't swallow. Can't breathe easily.
Yeah, I saw a little video treatment of this guy. He's in a wheelchair and his body's all gnarled and curled up. And it's eventually fatal, so he knows he's
going to die.
Yeah.
And there's no treatment for it. He said, when I realized I could participate in something really big and important. And by the way, why wouldn't you volunteer if all you're going to face is a horrible death? Yeah, put another head on me. Now, let's just
they're taking his head.
They're taking his head and putting it on another body?
Well, they are?
Yes.
Because
because
his head's fine.
He needs his head. But he needs a body.
So they have to wait for him to die.
So did they? No, they.
Or can they?
They're going to do it. He's going voluntarily. He's going to go under and yeah.
Wow.
Do they have to wait for someone else to die to use their body? Right.
I believe so.
Well, I didn't realize that he's donating his head.
Mm.
Wow. So they say the biggest part of this, of course, is reconnecting the spinal cord, the base of his head to the recipient's head. If everything goes according to plan, it'll be done. They say they're actually going to go ahead with it once every doctor involved in this team and every expert is 99% sure of its success. Now, I don't know what success means. Will it last a year, a month? But here's what we do know. One of the members of the team has performed a head transplant actually not just one, 1,000 of them on mice. It's a 10-hour procedure, and when it's over, the mouse with the new head can breathe, drink, and see. Wow. But they only live for a few minutes. But just the fact that they could do that. Now, here's the other interesting thing. The first successful head transplant was almost 50 years ago. It was a monkey, and they put a monkey's head on a body of another monkey. Get this, though. The monkey survived on life support for 9 days.
Ooh.
Before the body, the head, does the head reject the body, or does the body reject the head? I don't even know.
I would assume the body would reject, yeah, because that's a different...
Folks who were there, I've always said, you wait one day. Head transplant. How weird is that? You're looking down at your arms and legs. You don't recognize them because they weren't the arms and legs the brain in that head is used to seeing. Your brain is probably telling your legs, hey, you were a great runner. Let's run.
What if my body,
if I get that brain, is going to go, oh, man, I can't. How come I think I can run, but I can't run very fast?
Weird. What if you're like your head is like 50-something years old, and then they put you on a 20-something-year-old body?
Well, that's what we've talked about for a long time, that could be the way to live forever. If they can do
everything
that.
About it's weird. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
If I get through this, I'm almost home free, because then Mike Evans can kind of take over. There are three guys, and they go on a trip to Saudi Arabia. Now, these are all three radio guys. Two of them are fired FM DJs, but they found other work. They are working. They're just not FM DJs. And they're with an AM DJ. And you go, why would an AM DJ be friends with an FM DJ? Because that's the kind of people we are as AM DJs. We don't shun losers.
No.
And when we finally work again at an FM station, you folks do know that the brunt of all these jokes will be AM DJs. Mm-hmm. But for now, the good, smart guy is the AM DJ. So he's the smartest of the three, just like in real life. If there are FM DJs in the room, AM DJ, who's the smartest? The AM DJ. So they go to Saudi Arabia together, and they come up on a tent, and there are about 100 gorgeous women in this tent. And they start getting friendly with these women, and suddenly this sheik, Arab sheik, walks in. And he's furious. This is his harem. He's the master of these women, and they don't know they've done something wrong. And all of a sudden, here come his guards and his security people, and they make it very clear. You three men will pay for what you've done today, talking to the sheik's harem, and you will be punished according to your profession, to what you do for a living. They grab the first guy, former FM DJ, but he has a new job. And they say, you... What do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a carpenter. So he gives the signal to his men, and they take a common tool that a carpenter uses, a saw, and they saw off his penis. Horrible. They turn to the second guy, former FM DJ, now taking on a new line of work. They say, you, what do? He goes, I'm a firefighter. They light his penis on fire and burn it completely off. Then they turn to the AM DJ. Said, you, what do? He goes, I'm a lollipop salesman.
Meep, meep. All right, let's see how the roads look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it seems to be Highway 170 that's really jamming up in both directions. Southbound from north of Page down through Highway 40, northbound from about Midland up through Scudder Airport Road. Then things open up through Highway 270. Eastbound 270, we're heavy at the usual spot approaching McDonald through New Florissant. On eastbound 40 downtown, it looks like we're getting a little bit better. We're slow now from Jefferson to the Poplar. On southbound 270, a couple slow pockets now from Page all the way down through Highway 44. And on westbound 364, we've got some heavy slow traffic now. It's between Amiot all the way up through Highway 94. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the re-soiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stock trading involves risk. Visit Zacks.com/performance for more information.
Would you like your investments to make more than 20% a year? Well, since 1988, through good times and bad, our Zacks number one ranked strong buy stocks have generated an average annual return of 26% a year. That's nearly three times the S&P 500. And now, in our new book, we're revealing how we pick the stocks that consistently beat the market. And if you're one of the first 250 callers, we'll send you a copy of this book for free. Elite investors pay millions of dollars per year to access our stock picks. Our book will show you how we pick our stocks for free. Don't settle for average market returns when you could make Zacks returns. Call now for your free book and discover our proven way to consistently beat the market. Find out how to get your free book at 1-800-600-1932. That's 1-800-600-1932. 1-800-600-1932.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. And they guarantee the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. And computer repair is only the start. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need that you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. And if you own a small business, then call Computer Clinic. From network setup to data recovery to phone system repair, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone else in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com, that's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
You might think that the last place to find quality, affordable cabinets for your kitchen remodel is a warehouse showroom. Well, you thought wrong. Go to the last place first, Cabinets Flooring and More. Cabinets Flooring and More has the lowest prices on everything you need to complete your interior remodeling project. Let the staff guide you from inspiration to installation. Do-it-yourselfers, come on in. Visit the warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton or online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring and More. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
I'm going to make this. I'm going to make this very, very brief because this tank is just about out of gas. I mean, it's progressively getting worse. So let me just get through this part and I'll turn it over to him. This part being, it's time to talk to Mike Evans, Southern California. And that is made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. You know what I need right now? Some of their beef tenderloin soup. Good soup from Annie Gunn's. That would fix everything. And by the way, I feel great. I just sound horrible. Close to the great joke, but not quite. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's. And next door to it is the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards, always a great idea. And now, here's Mike Evans. Sorry, man. I apologize. I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
All right, Dan. That's okay. I hope your voice gets better, Frank.
It'll be fine.
Everybody else in the studio, who do you pick tonight, Denver or Kansas City?
Oh, wow.
Great game. Should be a great game.
I'll go with I like Manning, but I'll go with Kansas City.
I'm going to say Kansas City. Denver didn't look too great the first game.
Denver didn't look good, but I'm not going to write off Peyton Manning after one game.
No, it is tough to write him off after
one. Let's see. He's Peyton Manning!
Mm-hmm.
He is older. He's an older Peyton Manning.
Though. So, one bad game, and it's like, oh, he's no good anymore. Paco's question, name the name of the actor who loves jujitsu. Works out doing jujitsu. At least an hour a day. I just like saying that. Is it Tom Cruise, Tom Brady, Tom Hardy, Tom Hanks? Answer in a minute. We have a couple of movie reviews for you. About Ray stars Elle Fanning as a 17-year-old transgender and her struggle to fit in. Born Ramona, she wants to be Ray. Her mom is played by Naomi Watts. Also living under the same roof at the house is her gay grandmother, played by Susan Sarandon, and Susan Sarandon's gay partner. thought that was odd. But before Ramona can become Ray, she needs to get a court approval by her dad. That is a problem. This movie is as much about Naomi Watts being the mom as it is Ramona trying to go through the switch of being a transgender. It's a comedy, and it's also a drama. I don't know, it's an odd movie. 91 minutes, PG-13, 2.5 stars.
Was it any good?
It's all right. Yeah. There's some funny parts in it, but, you know, it isn't great.
Yeah.
Very rare Michael Moore film that I actually kind of liked. Released at the Toronto Film Festival when I was in Toronto last week. It'll be released here next month. Where to Invade Next is the name of it. It is an enlightening look at how America stands up next to other countries in the world as far as nutrition, fighting pollution, education, women's rights, fair taxes, the media. Of course, you can't believe anything Michael Moore says. But it was interesting seeing these other countries and them talking to officials there. America needs to step the game up, but I think everybody already knew that. It's a documentary, no ratings, 89 minutes, 3 stars.
Yeah, Michael Moore, get a haircut, lose the baseball cap. That look is old.
It is old.
Yeah, and drop about 400 pounds.
This is just very odd. There is a letter in the Nixon Library written 33 years ago. It's prominently displayed. 33 years ago, Nixon writes a letter to a young businessman named Donald Trump, who he had just seen on the Phil Donahue show. In the letter, Nixon says, quote, "I believe that you have what it takes to run for president, and you should keep that in mind when you get older."
Really?
Yep. Is that odd or not?
Yeah, well, he took his advice.
Very strange. Date in history, September 17th, 1983, first black Miss America, Vanessa Williams, who is still gorgeous.
Yes,
of course,
yes.
They took the crown away because she posed nude for Penthouse, but they've since made up. And on this date, in 1972, a television show debuted, and I think may be the best television show ever made.
Whoa, that's a big statement.
MASH.
Oh,
pretty good television show.
I
personally wouldn't call it one of. Shoot, I can't talk.
The greatest?
Yeah, forget it. Forget it. You guys talk.
Frank's trying to say that he personally would.
I wouldn't put it even in my top 10.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Everybody has their own taste, said the old maid as she kissed the cow's butt.
What?
What?
So he's saying your opinion stinks. Isn't
yeah.
It? Did I like that one?
I think he said my opinion smells like a cow's butt.
I didn't say it was your opinion. It could be my opinion. And finally. Name the name of the actor who loves jujitsu. Tom Cruise, Tom Brady, Tom Hardy, Tom Hanks.
I'll say Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Cruise.
Tom Hardy, Mike Evans, see ya.
You know what? That's twice he's laid that Tom Hardy on us.
There's something.
We don't even know who that is.
Who's Tom Hardy?
He's pushing Tom Hardy on us for some reason.
There's something afoot.
Yeah, we don't know who that is. I never heard of
him. He played Bane in the Dark Knight.
Bane? I never saw Dark Knight. I don't think.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns.
That's Batman, right?
Yeah.
Dark Knight, right?
The Smokehouse Market. Man, I'm barely going to make it.
Yes.
In the valley so low. Hang your head over.
No, I'm not to that part.
Hang your head over.
I didn't get to that part yet.
Oh.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns. Next to the Smokehouse Market. In the Chesterfield Valley. Down in the valley.
Valley so low. Hang your head over.
Hear the wind blow. This is the worst radio ever. Now, if Matheny decides not to pay for what I'm about to do, I don't know that I could blame him, but I will.
I may have a story very soon about Matheny.
Well, that doesn't do any good right now.
Heating and cooling.
Doesn't do any good now. Why don't you tell the story now?
Well, my dad has hit their air conditioner went out. He called Tom Matheny.
That's it?
So, yeah. So I will fill you in later on everything that's going on. But my dad called me and said I called Matheny.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah. I was just trying to help you out a little
bit. Yeah, well, it didn't work. So, here are the facts that you need to know about Matheny. One, you're doing us a huge favor and proving to the world that you're really AM of the PM if when you call them, you tell them you're AM of the PM. That helps us a lot. Here's another fact. When you call them, they will get to you as quickly as anybody could get to you. The only people that might get to you quicker would be somebody who has no customers. None. You don't want them. They'll get to you quickly. Here's the other thing. They'll do it right. They won't exaggerate the problem. They won't make up a fictitious part that went out that had to be replaced so they can bill you, charge you for it. Fact number four or five, I don't know where we are in this list. All I'm thinking about is, can I make it through it to the end? If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, either one, they would love to take you on as a new client, a new customer. And you're going to be really glad you became a new customer. And then the last fact is this. You will never again have to wonder who to call. Oh, my goodness. Who can we call to get out here and check the system out, fix what's broken, replace the system? You'll know who to call. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I'm barely going to make this. Their website is Matheny Heating. Did I say St. Louis? Yes, in St. Charles counties. Matheny Heating. And they work on any type, any size, any make, any model, any brand, commercial or residential. Now the big close. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic. Our final check. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, you guys need to give Frank a big round of applause for making it through the shift with that.
Yeah, you know, that was good.
A lot of people, Tim, a lot of people would have said, I can't come in, I'm sick. Not me. That's not how I roll. Yeah.
That's right, Tim.
Yeah. He's a team player.
That's right, dude. Yeah.
Remember that John Brown when he worked here? I got a hangnail. I can't come in.
Right. I can't come to work. That's right. Hey, on northbound 170 at Midland, you've got a crash, and it looks like the right or possibly the two right lanes are blocked. Everybody's squeezing over in the left lanes there, and traffic now is backed up to Olive. We're looking at southbound 170 jamming up from Olive down through Highway 40. You had an incident on eastbound 40 at Hanley that has traffic slow from Clayton Warson. And things are thinning out pretty well up in North County. A little bit heavy from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Eastbound 40 downtown is heavy from 20th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 is wide open. And still a little heavy on westbound 364 from the Veterans Bridge up through 94. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it. Through Sunday at Kohl's, get an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com and download your friends and family savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
I've just enough voice left to say this.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. You know what? You're right. I don't. Bye.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles. thousand miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
They had a black eye to the department.
Two East St. Louis police employees are under investigation. Who's involved in reaction from the chief tonight?
Undercover police arrest three people in a prostitution sting where police say it happened.
And a puppy left in a donation box for up to a week. But this tale has a happy ending.
Fox 2 News at 6 begins now. First at 6, the St. Louis Police Department is investigating two of its own.
That's right. Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins joins us live from City Hall with the latest.